This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Sarah Gardner. If you have any surgery scheduled in the near future, you'll want to hear this. Or perhaps not. There's new research that shows surgeons make thousands of errors every year, more than 4,000. They're called never events, as in they should never happen in the operating room. Dr. Peter Pronovost is co-author of the new study. He's VP for Patient Safety at Johns Hopkins Medicine. Dr. Pronovost, welcome to the program.
Hi, it's great to be here.
When we say that these are serious medical errors, what exactly does that mean? Describe some of these.
About 40 patients a week have surgery in which a sponge is left in or a towel is left in. And about 20 patients per week have surgery on the wrong side of their body or the wrong part of their body. And another 20 per week have the wrong operation.
Wow.
Yeah, it's exactly right. And these 20 per week across the country, the public scratches their head and say, come on, you got to be kidding me about this.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm not a surgeon. So explain to me how this could happen, leaving a sponge inside a patient. How's that happen?
These are very complex operations. And, for example, right now we'll do operations where we'll use sponges and maybe scores of them, sometimes up to 100. And then the way we keep track of whether we left them in you is simply counting what went in and counting when they came out. And as you can imagine, that's a fairly crude way of measuring if we forgot to left something in.
Doctor, how much of this is simply surgeons being overworked, overtired?
Well, fatigue and overwork have chronically been a problem. But what's more concerning now is the risk that health reform is going to make it worse. And what we're seeing across the country is hospital administrators are saying, doctor, you have to work longer hours because we don't have the money to support it. And so workload has gone up dramatically.
Do we know, did we have these sorts of surgical errors before that law came into being too?
Oh, yeah. These have been going on since we've been practicing medicine. I by no means wanted to imply that the healthcare law is causing these. But what healthcare hasn't done is use technology to improve productivity. It's largely relied on the heroism of doctors and nurses to keep things safe. And now we're asking even greater heroism of this. And we really have to start saying, hey, it's time for technology to lead the way.
Dr. Peter Pronovost is Senior VP for Patient Safety at Johns Hopkins Medicine. Doctor, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
And the good doctor has more on what you can do as a patient to prevent surgical mistakes. Just go to marketplace.org.